Kristen, it was an exhilarating experience last year for you when you stood up there on that stage and accepted that crowdfunding check. What are some of the memories going through your mind this week?
Gosh, it was a magical experience last year. It was, I mean, of course we never expected to be top vote getter. So I remember when we were sitting, it was Saturday morning, and it was raining, and we were in Hemming Plaza, and they were announcing the top 10, and we're like, oh, well, let's just go and see how this is. And they had announced the top 8, and I was like, well, we didn't make top 10, that's fine. And then they announced Ruth Redded was leading in votes, and we just screamed like little girls. And there was like 10 of us in Hemming Plaza because it was raining, so that was like one of the highlights because it was so unexpected.
Organization, ReThreaded, is doing such important work. Can you explain a little bit about its mission?
Yeah, our mission is to break the cycle of the sex trade through business. So we seek to give women jobs who are coming out of prostitution, human trafficking, addiction, life on the streets around the world and in our own community.
This year, you're not a creator. You just get to have some fun, right?
Oh, I just get to Twitter and Instagram all day. It's so much fun.
Having a good time? You've got a lot going on, though, this week, don't you?
We do. We are going to be having, for those of you who voted and never got to come to ReThreaded or see us, we're going to be having a sale at Borough Bags on Saturday from 10 to 6. We're going to start a collaboration with Borough Bags. We're going to be co-branding and maybe eventually we'll do their sewing for Borough Bags. So it's the start of a collaboration, too.
And also a flash mob, right, on Saturday?
Maybe.
Maybe? Maybe. If you can pull that off.
Yes, if I can pull it off.
You don't have anything going on,
no,
so yeah.
No.
Yeah. What advice do you have for creators at the festival this year, or maybe even those who are thinking about doing it next year?
Go for it. I mean, you have nothing to lose. And then go for your greatest idea. I mean, we had a 20-foot-tall house out of T-shirts. And that was just a crazy idea I had in my head. And then get as many people as you can who believe in you and send them out into the festival to be your advocate.
That's important, isn't it?
Yes.
Getting out in the crowd. Yeah.
I think that's what honestly helped us get the most votes last year. We had an army of people out in the festival.
What kind of swag did you have? What do you advise on that front?
Well, we had a great piece of swag last year. We gave a piece of, like a T-shirt thread, and it was Threads of Hope. So it was to remember the women that are still out there in our city and our world. So it was actually had a lot of meaning. So I think it worked well.